time NASCAR champion.
This morning on WCHL, a weekend search for an Anglican priest lands one man in prison who now faces a murder charge. Campus officials and local authorities will test their emergency response skills today.
A lot of this is something that is revealed to us as the drill unfolds.
And the walls of the IFC men's shelter on MLK can now start going up, as it's now fully funded.
We got a $500,000 grant, and that put us over the top.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, less than 3 weeks remain until kickoff of the 2014 UNC football campaign. Plus, we'll check in with the Carolina Panthers after their first preseason game. And
guarantee that some new golf fans were hatched over the weekend.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for cloudy skies today, 40% chance of rain, and the high today in the upper 70s. Another relatively cool day tonight, big chance of rain as well. A suspect is charged with first-degree murder in the death of a 71-year-old Anglican priest whose body was discovered in Eno State Park early Sunday morning. The suspect, 36-year-old Matthew John Reed, is being held in the Orange County Jail for the murder of Kent Torrey Hinkson, who was last seen at his home in the Woodcroft area of South Durham last Monday. Hinkson reportedly left his home to run errands at a nearby bank, a grocery store, and a Rite Aid. His family reported to authorities that he never returned. A search warrant or search effort ensued, and Hinkson's red Hyundai Sonata was discovered on Wednesday in a parking lot of Muse Apartments on Williamsburg Road, nearly 5 miles from his home. WRAL reported that Reed, the suspect, led authorities to Hinkson's body somewhere near Pleasant Green Road and U.S. 70 on Sunday at about midnight. The cause of death is still unknown. The SBI has jurisdiction over the case since the body was found on state property. Reed is expected to make his first court appearance today. Today, from 9 till 2, UNC will perform an emergency drill on campus. In the drill, there will be actors strategically placed throughout campus as victims and other involved individuals to emulate a real emergency. Uniformed responders behave as though it's a genuine emergency. Emergency vehicles and personnel can be found around Manning Drive, particularly close to the intersection with Ridge Road. Randy Young of the UNC Department of Public Safety previews which roads near UNC campus will be involved in the duration of the drill.
The roadways on campus that will be impacted by this emergency drill will be a small section of Manning Drive between the lower entrance to Skipper Bowles Drive and the Ridge Road intersection.
Young states that most of what the drill will entail is unknown even to the emergency service teams in order to emulate an actual emergency situation.
Well, it's actually not disclosed. We've had tabletop sessions that will involve some kind of an alert, but a lot of this is something that is revealed to us as the drill unfolds.
Other emergency services will be involved, Young says, as they would participate in kind in a real-life emergency scenario.
Traditionally, other agencies are active participants in this, primarily because of the fact that anything that rises to this level would impact and necessitate the cooperation and collaboration with other agencies in the area.
For more on the drill, visit alertcarolina.unc.edu. Again, that alert will take place today from 9 to 2 at UNC. WCHL News Time, 610. More news in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even health care. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get any place else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12 at WCHL. The Interfaith Council for Social Services, or IFC, has announced it has now raised the money necessary to completely fund a new homeless shelter for men at 1315 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. The executive director for the IFC, John Dorward, spoke about the nearly three decades it took to make this homeless shelter a reality. He says it all started when Chapel Hill donated the temporary quarters for housing homeless men, women, and children in the old municipal building, which later became the police station. It all turned around in 2008 when UNC offered them property near Homestead and MLK Jr. Boulevard. After getting through the permit process, Dorwood says they began their capital campaign in 2012 to raise the necessary $5.76 million.
We finished that campaign in late June of this year, got the last pieces to come together.
He says that the final grant for the campaign came from a competitive grant.
That would be the Federal Home Loan Bank out of Atlanta. We got a $500,000 grant from them, and that put us over the top.
He says that one of the biggest struggles of establishing the shelter was finding a suitable location.
We looked at lots and lots of pieces of property around the town during the time that we've been in the temporary quarters. And now the one piece of property that we are going to be building on is one of the few places in town that's actually zoned properly for a homeless shelter. After that, the hardest part would be trying to raise all that money.
The new shelter will replace the one found near West Rosemary and North Columbia Streets and in the former Town Hall building. Dorward says that the plan for the building will remain the same as they have established.
It'll be 52 men housed on a nightly basis that are part of the transitional program that we will be running. We can house up to 17 men on an emergency basis.
For more information on the IFC, you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Things are looking up for the downtown Chapel Hill area as local businesses are claiming to experience a record-breaking summer. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck about the success stories from such local businesses he's heard and how the town's economy is growing.
There's so much more activity. There's so much more life happening in these really slow days. This town economy is really starting to steer towards a 12-month year, and it's really exciting.
With the amount of recent developments in downtown, including the amenities of 140 West Franklin, Mayor Kleinsmith says that simply talking about the growth has even played a role in how members of the community participate in making the area bigger, better, and more exciting.
As people moved in, it raises expectations, and the fact that the people are thinking about that gets them downtown, and because they're downtown, it does become what they say.
Mayor Kleinsmith says that though he's not heard much about many closing businesses, he says that the few places that do go out of business have for more understandable reasons. WCHL News Time, 6:15. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And not a lot of traffic this morning, not so far. The situation will certainly change about a half an hour from now. You'll first hear from Rand Northam, who's in the newsroom right now, getting ready for all the news of the day. And he'll be keeping a close eye on traffic. If you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. And that goes for not just this morning, but any time of the day. And you can also tweet us at WCHL. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather looks pretty cool today compared to the usual summertime weather, although it falls right in line with what we've been having lately. This weekend, a pretty rainy weekend and relatively cool today. Much the same. Cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and the high in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain this evening. And then a chance of showers after midnight as well. Our overnight low about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 50-50 chance of showers in the morning. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. And the high tomorrow in the middle 80s. 617 at WCHL, and we're going to turn now to WCHL Championship Sports and talk about a little Carolina football. UNC football getting ready. It's less than 3 weeks away from the season opener. In only 19 days, the UNC football team will kick off its 2014 campaign at home against the Liberty Flames in the program's first meeting. The Flames tied for the FCS Big South Conference title last season with Coastal Carolina and closed the season at 8-4. And kickoff time is scheduled for 6 p.m. at Keenan Stadium on August 30th. That is 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. Our pregame coverage on WCHL begins 3 hours before kickoff, as always, with countdown to kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. A full day of football coverage on WCHL, including postgame coverage, right here on your flagship station for Carolina football. Between now and then, of course, we'll be continuing to get you ready for the Carolina football season. There's another kind of Carolina football going on right now. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers. Coach Ron Rivera says help is on the way for the Carolina Panthers offense. Rivera says he expects quarterback Cam Newton and running backs D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart to play in the team's second preseason game, August 17th against Kansas City. That would be next weekend. All three practiced Sunday after missing Carolina's preseason opener against Buffalo. That should help an offense. It managed only 75 total yards in the first half of Carolina's 20-18 loss to the Bills. Kind of a dismal showing. Newton has been practicing since the start of training camp, but Sunday marked the first time the team allowed him to run the zone read and carry the football. Stewart practiced for the first time after missing the first 2 weeks with a strained hamstring, and Williams sat out the first game in order to rest. So there you go. Hopefully they'll be closer to full strength by the time the next preseason game rolls around. It is 619 at WCHL, and once again, we'll keep you posted on Carolina football. Tar Heels getting set to take on Liberty in the opening game of the season on August 30th. That is two Saturdays away from this coming Saturday. Hard to believe. It is 19 days away now. Countdown down to 19. Coming up next on WCHL, we will have Charles Osgood with the Osgood File.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Slam dunk. Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground, and when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Homestead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Homestead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Here's a riddle for you. When can you enjoy a round of golf without playing golf? When you sponsor Cornucopia Cancer Support Center's 10th annual golf tourney. Join Honorary Chair Eric Montross and presenting sponsor Webb Wrights on September 29th at Briar Creek Country Club. Become a sponsor today. Whole sponsorships are only $150. See more at cancersupport4u.org or call 919-401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
Oh, thank you very much. If you're just waking up this morning and wondering if this day is going to be like yesterday and the day before that, well, it is going to be cloudy. We have a 40% chance of rain. Our high today in the upper 70s, and right now it is 67 degrees at WCHL. Good morning. It's 625.
Good file. This is Charles Osgood. One of the things we take too much for granted in this country is that when you turn the water faucet on, water comes out. But as we've been hearing lately, a lot of the water systems in America's cities are pretty decrepit. Our CBS News colleague Mark Strassman has been looking into that. He's in Atlanta.
Atlanta's water needs in 2014 rely on a system designed in 1875 and built piecemeal ever since. Joanne McCrina is Atlanta's watershed commissioner.
Some of the pipes still used today are made of wood.
Some of those pipes are still made of wood, and those pipes are being replaced as time goes on. We always have to try to be ahead of the game and project out what we need to replace, and also make sure that we know how to respond in cases of emergencies.
What could happen? We'll talk about that after this. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. For the past few months, I've been recommending a special report, Annuity Insights, 9 questions every annuity investor should ask, from Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher. Since then, thousands have called to take advantage of this valuable information to learn more about the pitfalls of investing in annuities and how investors can get locked into low returns, charge huge commissions, and complicate their taxes. So if you are an investor with $500,000 or more and you own an annuity or someone is trying to sell you one, I want you to call Fisher Investments today at 1-800-400-0404 to get this free report. If you've not called yet, I'll give you that number again because I do strongly recommend that you make that call. Annuities promise the soothing sound of guaranteed income, but what you might not know could come back to haunt you. That's why it's important that you call for this free report right now. 1-800-400-0404. That's 1-800-400-0404. We like to think of the United States as a technically advanced country, but as Mark Strassman has learned about America's water lines...
Decrepit water lines can fail. The one that ruptured in Los Angeles was installed in 1921. Then there's the risk from outside contaminants, such as the algae toxins in Lake Erie and the chemical spill in West Virginia last January. It left 300,000 people without drinking water for 10 days.
The American Society of Civil Engineers did a study of our drinking and wastewater infrastructure last year and gave it a grade D.
It's one of those things that's out of sight, out of mind.
Mei Wu works for the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental advocacy group.
We need at least $16 billion every year just to maintain and replace the pipes.
The National Association of Water Companies estimates nearly half the pipes in the United States are in poor shape. Atlanta needs to repair or replace 160 miles of its pipes over the next 5 years.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off. A one-hour massage valued at $110, available now for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill Carborough area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off from Integrated Body Work, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and we expect cloudy skies pretty much all day. 40% chance of rain. Our high today in the upper 70s, about 77, 78 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain in the evening, then a chance for showers after midnight as well. Our low tonight, about 70. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same, except a little warmer. Mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers in the morning, then a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well, and our high tomorrow in the middle 80s. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain still with us, with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Wednesday, a nicer day, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Anger over the weekend shooting of an unarmed black teen by police erupts into riots and looting. Michael Calhoun reports from the scene.
It's like a game of whack-a-mole, it seems like, darting from shopping center, strip mall, trying to keep up with this. And in a metropolitan area of not quite 3 million people, much of the police force, for at least the core of the region, is focused on this.
It started as a peaceful vigil for 18-year-old Michael Brown in Missouri. Police there say he was fatally shot while struggling with an officer. Julian Johnson reports.
The local branch of the NAACP, they want an FBI investigation. Now, the officer at the center of all this has already been questioned. He has been placed on paid administrative leave, which is standard procedure.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, CHL.
632, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL. A suspect is charged with first-degree murder and the death of a 71-year-old priest whose body was discovered in Eno State Park early Sunday morning. A suspect, 36-year-old Matthew John Reed, is being held in the Orange County Jail in Hillsborough for the murder of Kent Torrey Hinkson, who was last seen at his home in the Woodcroft area of South Durham last Monday. Hinkson reportedly left his home to run errands at a nearby bank, a grocery store, and a Rite Aid pharmacy. His family reported to authorities that he never returned. A search effort ensued. Hinkson's red Hyundai Sonata was discovered on Wednesday, 2 days later, in a parking lot of Muse Apartments on Williamsburg Road, nearly 5 miles away from his home. WRAL reported that Reed, the suspect, led authorities to Hinkson's body somewhere near Pleasant Green Road and U.S. Highway 70 on Sunday at about midnight. The cause of death is still unknown. The SBI has jurisdiction over the case since the body was found on state property. Reed is expected to make his first court appearance today. Today, from 9 to 2, UNC will perform an emergency drill on campus. In the drill, there will be actors strategically placed throughout the UNC campus as victims and other involved individuals to emulate a real emergency situation. Uniformed responders behave as though it's a genuine emergency. Emergency vehicles and personnel can be found around Mining Drive, particularly close to the intersection with Ridge Road. Randy Young at the UNC Department of Public Safety previews which roads near the UNC campus will be involved in the duration of today's drill.
The roadways on campus that will be impacted by this emergency drill will be a small section of Manning Drive between the lower entrance to Skipper Bowles Drive and the Ridge Road intersection.
Young states that most of what this drill will entail is unknown, even to the emergency service teams, in order to emulate an actual emergency situation.
Well, it's actually not disclosed. We've had tabletop sessions that will involve some kind of an alert, but a lot of this is something that is revealed to us as the drill unfolds.
Other emergency services will be involved, according to Young, as they would participate in kind in a real-life emergency scenario.
Traditionally, other agencies are active participants in this, primarily because of the fact that anything that rises to this level would impact and necessitate the cooperation and collaboration with other agencies in the area.
Again, that emergency drill on the UNC campus takes place today from 9 until 2. For more information, visit alertcarolina.unc.edu. The Interfaith Council for Social Services, better known as IFC, has announced it has now raised the money necessary to completely fund a new homeless shelter for men at 1315 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. The executive director for the IFC, John Dorward, spoke about the nearly 3 decades it took to make this homeless shelter a reality. It says it all started when Chapel Hill donated the temporary quarters for housing homeless men, women, and children in the old municipal building downtown at the corner of Rosemary and Columbia Streets. It all turned around in 2008 when UNC offered the IFC property near Homestead and MLK Junior Boulevard. After getting through the long permit process, Dorwood says they started their capital campaign in 2012 to raise the necessary $5.76 million.
We finished that campaign in late June of this year, got the last pieces to come together.
He says that the final grant for the campaign came from a competitive grant.
That would be the Federal Home Loan Bank out of Atlanta. We got a $500,000 grant from them, and that put us over the top.
Dorwood tells WCHL that one of the biggest struggles of establishing this shelter was finding a suitable location in the first place.
We looked at lots and lots of pieces of property around the town during the time that we've been in the temporary quarters. And now the one piece of property that we are going to be building on is one of the few places in town that's actually zoned properly for a homeless shelter. After that, the hardest part would be trying to raise all that money.
The new shelter will replace the one found near West Rosemary and North Columbia Streets in the former Town Hall building, and also served as the police station in Chapel Hill for quite some time. Dorward says that the plan for the building will remain the same as they have established.
It'll be 52 men housed on a nightly basis that are part of the transitional program that we will be running. We can house up to 17 men on an emergency basis.
The shelter will accommodate more people, of course. It's a larger facility. If you'd like more information on the IFC, you can find a link in the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Things are looking up now for the downtown Chapel Hill. Local businesses are claiming to experience a record-breaking summer. The mayor of Chapel Hill, Mark Kleinschmidt, spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck about the success he's heard about from these local business owners and how the town's economy is growing.
There's so much more activity. There's so much more life happening in these really slow days. This town economy is really starting to steer towards a 12-month year, and it's really exciting.
With the amount of recent developments in downtown Chapel Hill, including 140 West Franklin and all that goes with it, Mayor Kleinschmidt says that simply talking about the growth has even played a role in how members of our community are participating in making the area bigger, better, and more exciting.
As people moved in, it raises expectations, and the fact that the people are thinking about that gets them downtown, and because they're downtown, it does become what they say.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says that though he's not heard much about many businesses that are closing, he says that a few places that do go out of business have done so for understandable reasons. And in news around town this morning, Hillsborough's Last Friday's Art Walk continues this month. On Friday, August 29th, head to downtown Hillsborough from 6 until 9 o'clock that evening. Check out the exhibits at five different art galleries, plus studios, shops, and restaurants as well. For a complete list of exhibits and locations, plus a map of the area, visit lastfridaysartwalk.org. Last Friday's is sponsored by the Hillsborough Arts Council. Visit hillsboroughartcouncil.org for more information. And you can head to downtown Carborough on Saturday, August 23rd from noon to 11 p.m. That is a week from next Saturday for the Elderberry Festival. Hosted by Norm's Farms at Pittsboro, the Elderberry Festival features more than 30 bands on five different stages at Southern Rail and Second Wind, plus food and craft vendors as well. Festival is free. Everyone's invited. If you'd like more information and a full performance schedule, visit elderberryfestival.com. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. That is on the way next.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel. Not that! Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Family plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer ends 7/10/14. Comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Family members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
641 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We have heard endlessly about fracking in North Carolina from experts, environmentalists, citizens. Bumper stickers abound. We have heard how it will pollute our drinking water, use millions of gallons of our precious water supplies, tear up our roads with hundreds of trucks, and even bring criminal elements into our neighborhoods. But what we haven't heard about, and is a much bigger threat, is offshore drilling for oil and gas. I've been in on the fracking debate since the beginning. When it was introduced in the legislature, I began asking our state geologists whether the U.S. Geological Survey had done a study about the amount of natural gas resources in North Carolina. Month after month, no report. Why? Because the U.S. Geological Survey didn't bother, because other areas such as Pennsylvania, North Dakota, and Texas had huge supplies, and we weren't even on the map as a significant supply. Finally, after a year, the USGS report came down. We have very little natural gas. In fact, no investor would even look into putting money into exploration. Early on, I learned that from an energy and mining commissioner who had been an engineer for Halliburton, the oil and gas giant. Unfortunately, the legislature, in their rush to get in on the natural gas boom, never asked if we had any. So when it became apparent no company would even drill exploration wells, they just appropriated the money themselves. But still, no company has stepped forward. Oh, except a possibly fraudulent business trying to buy up gas rights for non-existent deposits of gas. The Attorney General is going after them with a cease and desist order. But in the meantime, while no one was watching, Governor Perdue signed a compact with the governors of South Carolina and Virginia for offshore drilling. Last week, the Obama administration announced approval of the Atlantic offshore drilling process to begin. We have one of the richest and most environmentally sensitive coastal waters in the country. Drilling will cause untold damage. But already, the industry is touting the usual, jobs and an economic transformation in the East Coast states. You betcha it will be a transformation, but not one anyone would find beneficial. So all you fracking foes, turn your attention, passion, and activism to the real threat, offshore drilling on our precious coast, and forget fracking. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Marcus Page scored in bunches last year for Carolina basketball, leading the Tar Heels with 17.5 points per game. Page found numerous different ways to score throughout the season, including tallying 3 4-point plays on the year. Page hit a three-pointer and was fouled against Maryland, Pittsburgh, and Duke. 4-point plays are rare and have been particularly scarce for Carolina basketball in recent years, as Page's 4-point efforts were the first for the Heels since 2007. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: Do you know the last Tar Heel to complete a four-point play before Paige did so three times this past season? The answer comes up in just 1 minute.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Marcus Paige was able to achieve 3 4-point plays during the 2014 season, plays in which Paige made a three-pointer, was fouled, and made the free throw. Carolina hadn't seen a 4-point play since 2007. Do you know who pulled it off that year? It was then Tar Heel and now Denver Nugget point guard Ty Lawson who made it happen against Iona on November 18, 2007, right at the beginning of the 2007-08 season.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
All right, 646 at WCHL. Hard to think about basketball right now when my mind is focused on football, Carolina football, 19 days away. And coming up next, Rand Northam is going to tell you what's happening in our morning traffic situation.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Have your office order online from Dickie's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh home-style sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at dickies.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickies, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inn. But first of all, before we get to the roadways, I want to find out what's going on in Rand Northam's world. What happened with you over the weekend?
Well, not too much, actually. Yeah. Sat back and relaxed.
You doing okay?
Yeah, doing very well. Good. Thank you, Ron.
Glad to see you this morning.
Hope you're well.
Freshly attired, blue and white check shirt.
I haven't took a shower for you this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't want you to do it just for me, but, you know, I'm glad that you did. That's all I got to say. Well, yeah, I'm doing okay. I relaxed a lot over the weekend as well.
Good.
Trying to catch up on sleep because I know pretty soon football season is coming.
That's right.
And won't be that much opportunity. But getting up early in the day like we have to, I mean, I'm always on a sleep deficit.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. Tell me about it.
So, you know, any extra sleep I can get over the weekend. They say you can't catch up, but I disagree with that.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on that.
Yeah, me too, because I do it all the time. Well, anyway, is there anything happening on the roads out there?
Well, just the usual slowdowns this morning, and might see that most of them right around stoplights, things like that. But patchy and minor to moderate delays on 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 54 and Garrett Road. That's through the I-40 interchange, through the Ephesus Church Road interchange as well. Otherwise, no accidents and no additional delays. Things are going to slow down a little bit more as traffic picks up this morning. And if you see anything major you feel it needs reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
That's a pretty thorough report, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 67 degrees, cloudy, 40% chance of rain. Our high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. Low tonight around 70. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow, or a high tomorrow in the middle 80s. So kind of getting back closer to normal by tomorrow afternoon. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of them to report to you this morning. Actress Arlene Dahl is 89. Kenny Gamble, songwriter, producer, 71 years old today, out of Philadelphia. Really involved in a lot of great music. Jerry Butler and a lot of others. Let's see here. Magazine columnist Marilyn Vos Savant, 68 years old today. Country singer John Conley, 68. Eric Carmen, 65, and still all by himself. Steve Wozniak, computer scientist and Apple co-founder, 64 years old today. You know that wrestler and actor Hulk Hogan is 61. I thought he was older than that, but he's 61. Singer Joe Jackson is 60. Let's see here. Miguel Nunez Jr., 50 years old today. Actress Viola Davis is 49. Actor host Joe Rogan, 47. Actress Anna Gunn is 46. Nigel Harmon of Downton Abbey is 41 years old today. Chris Hemsworth, actor, 31 years old today. And actress Allison Stoner, 21. We got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday tomorrow, and that would be Alan Stutz, and I swear to you, no relation. Alan's a good guy, faithful WCHL listener, and he has a birthday coming up tomorrow. And Alan, we're going to get you a prize from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomont, where they love taking care of their customers. They're going to love taking care of you. Happy birthday, Alan Stutz, from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutz, along with Freddie Cocker.
What's up?
I'm sorry, but Freddie came in a little while ago.
Yeah,
so.
Look, I said on Friday I'd give you a report. How do you give a report on a team that plays 6,000 people on their first exhibition game?
That's true, exactly. You know, you never know.
I mean, starting guys come out and play, like, you know, yeah. First, you know, maybe the first quarter. Yeah. Maybe two or three series, and then it's a chance for coaches to see a lot of people.
So that performance didn't really tell us a lot about the Carolina Panthers.
Nah,
this year.
You can go. And I mean, of course, everybody likes to win.
Sure.
But this is a period of live action assessment so that you can start making those cuts and trimming down to what's going to be your roster for the season.
How would Dizzy Dean describe a game like that? We're just Fomalhaut warm-ups, something like that.
We're just sledding. We're just sledding through the pregame.
Preliminary, yeah, is what he would try to say. But
oh my gosh,
he would murder the English language. But,
I loved listening to him.
Yeah, me too.
This is deep pit. This way, Dizzy Dean and Pee Wee Reese.
Yeah, they were a good team.
Time out for a Falstaff.
Hey, I'll take up on that right now.
And if the game got really bad, he'd start singing the Wabash Cannonball.
That's exactly right. That's toward the end of the game, especially.
Yeah.
You know, well, at any rate, I know that you have a trivia question.
Well, I do.
Come in here armed to the teeth. So
yes.
What do you have today?
And as I stare at your bearded face, our question is the U.S. presidents.
All right.
Now, many of you are sitting there wondering, did Freddie have airplane glue on his bowl of cereal?
Or his breath.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I don't know.
U.S. presidents, why did we talk about Ron's bearded face.
Not getting close enough to you to tell if you have airplane glue on your breath.
Who is the only clean-shaven U.S. president between U.S. Grant and William Howard Taft?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Who was the only clean-shaven U.S. president between U.S. Grant, who had a two-term presidency that began in 1869, and William Howard Taft, whose presidency began in 1909?
That's a tough question. You got to know your presidents.
Yeah, only one guy without any whiskers or mutton chops or Fu Manchu.
Any kind of facial hair.
No facial hair.
All right.
Give us a call.
Yeah. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer, it's worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Well, you are so good to go.
Yes, you are.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brian Link is a teacher at East Chapel Hill High School, and Mr. Link is today's WCHL hometown hero.
One of the reasons he's such an effective teacher is that his students feel comfortable coming to him to talk.
And I have students come to me all the time. I hang out at lunch. They come during my planning period. My room's always open to them. I'm usually here at school pretty late. They hang out after school. For me, you know, the motto of my classroom is effort, not perfection. At the same time, you know, I think students are willing to come to me because they know there's someone who is willing to first listen and two, to try to give them advice without necessarily casting aspersions or judgments, to be able to sort of help them navigate all the different aspects of school, not just Scholastic, but, you know, students will come to say, this is what's going on in my personal life, and just recognizing that it's very hard to be a teenager and that folks need proper guidance and positive reinforcement. So I try to stay positive and help them out with whatever they might be dealing with at the time.
Brian Link was cited for his excellence in leading a group called SWAG, S-W-A-G.
Students willing to achieve greatness. It's a club here at East, and essentially it's a group that we're targeting students who are either at risk or potentially first time students and their families going to college. And we have weekly meetings at the school where we have on Wednesday afternoons tutoring sessions, not just teacher led, although I go around and work with students and practice with them, but it's developing sort of a leadership core. And so we have juniors and seniors, upperclassmen in the school who come and help lead the tutoring sessions and help underclassmen navigate the trials and tribulations of high school. It's a club, it's open to anyone, but it primarily works with and helps with minority students to make sure that they are on the right track and doing well.
Teaching the whole person, not just the student.
You can't just teach part of a student. You have to teach the whole student. If kids are distracted with things that are going on outside of the classroom, they're not going to be focused on what you're trying to get them to learn in the class. And I love every minute of my job every day.
Why did Brian Link become a teacher in the first place?
I used to practice law in New York City. I found that profession to be one where the adversarial nature of it is that people are trying to tear other people down for their own advantage. And teaching is a place where you can work collaboratively to build people up. And so I like being in a place with young people full of bright, vibrant ideas who are going to part of the academy work to strive to make the world a better place. And I see that in my students every day. It's been a very rewarding experience.
Brian Link, an excellent teacher at East Chapel Hill High School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, Freddie Kiger has asked a really difficult question this morning. Freddie, I don't even want to guess. I have no idea who the president is, the clean-shaven
one. Well, how about if we name, if
about.
I run through the presidents? Let's see, after okay. U.S. Grant would be Rutherford B. Hayes.
Uh-huh.
After Hayes would be James Garfield.
Okay.
And then James Garfield is assassinated, so Chester A. Arthur.
Uh-huh.
So then we're up to, let's see, 84. Then Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
And then we go to Benjamin Harrison, and then to Grover Cleveland,
uh-huh.
And then to William McKinley, and then to Theodore Roosevelt,
uh-huh.
And then to William Howard Taft.
Okay. McKinley?
Very good!
Really?
William McKinley.
I'm just guessing.
Clean shaven.
I'm trying to visualize
that. Yeah, the first American president to be bearded, to have facial hair, was Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that stretch until William McKinley was elected.
Yeah.
In 1896, but Turkey's term in 1897.
Yeah. Do you think I could get elected with a beard?
I think a beard would. If you cut all this stuff off.
Yeah.
I don't even. Would Beverly recognize you when you came in the door? Would you call 911?
Probably not. And if you cut off that mustache,
oh yeah, you're
people
right.
Wouldn't know you either.
But you know, have you been tempted? I have been tempted just to see.
Yeah, curious, but I remember, my memory is still good enough to remember how ridiculous I looked without a mustache.
And, really?
Okay. Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, I don't...
Hey, maybe we'll have to make a bond. One day we'll just come in, and while we're doing trivia, we'll whip out the Norelco.
You can go ahead and do that. Okay. I'll just stand back and watch.
I tell you what, man, I look horrible without one. I don't feel so bad, because I was not the only one who didn't know the answer to the question this morning. Nobody got the answer to the question. Believe it or not, nobody got it this morning. So Freddie stumped everybody, and Freddie... Come on back tomorrow and do another trivia question for you. Hey, you know what tomorrow is, too? It's Rock and Roll Tuesday. It's going to be cloudy all day today. 40% chance of rain. Our high today, about 78 degrees. Tonight, cloudy. 50-50 chance of rain. And low tonight, around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 50-50 chance of rain with a high 85. Right now, it is 67 degrees. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Ferguson, Missouri and surrounding areas around St. Louis are quieting down after a night of looting and arson. The trouble erupted after a vigil to protest Saturday's fatal police shooting of Michael Brown, an unarmed African-American teenager. KMOX reporter Michael Calhoun.
There was lawlessness with drag racing, people screeching their tires, multiple buildings on fire, trash and pallets lit on fire in the middle of the street. People marching, people yelling, people running out of stores that they had looted.
Spokesman Brian Shellman says some of the violence targeted the police.
Bottles were thrown at them, rocks, bricks, you name it.
Police say shots were fired at one of their helicopters. Elizabeth Spivey says all she wants to find out is how her and why her nephew died.
This is going to be a long journey for us and a battle. No one is really telling us the truth of what happened to my nephew.
The St. Louis County NAACP is asking the FBI to investigate. In Iraq, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is resisting U.S. pressure to step down in favor of someone with a better chance to unite the country as it fights Sunni extremists. Former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller says Maliki has good reason to cling to power.
He knows that if, in fact, he's removed as prime minister, he may have signed his own death warrant because there will be people who will want to prosecute him and accuse him of crimes against the state for his activities over the last several years.
It's a relatively quiet day in Gaza thanks to a new 72-hour truce between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest from Tel Aviv.
There has not been a rocket attack on Israel since just before midnight when the new ceasefire began. And once again, Palestinians are returning to their homes and trying to resume life as normal, though fuel is in short supply. In Cairo, delegations from both sides continue their talks, but their demands haven't changed.
World Health Organization experts are meeting to talk about the ethics of using an experimental drug to treat the